actually, I'm having a hard time hearing.
Okay, now what is your name, sir?
My name?
Yes, sir.
My name is Ronald Woods. My ABC number is 210423.
Okay, we're going to ask that question.
It's very, very low, so I can barely hear you.
See if you can get him to adjust it on him again. We've done about all we can do on our end. Is it any better now, sir?
Yes, it is a little better. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, we'll do the best we can. Let's see now. Who's going to give this to you?
I've got these
guys. Okay, now the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting a hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Ronald Wayne Woods, Jr. My ADC number is 210423.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left, your right, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And I am Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, also with us representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. I believe you can see Mr. Westby up on the screen now.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Woods, prior to your hearing today, you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, thank you. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God in doing so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Woods, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Alright. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day on October 1st, 2018, after being discharged from your residence at Reborn Assistance located at 2536 West Angelwood Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona on September 28, 2018, says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So then, based on the admission of Mr. Woods, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
The motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Moore, Dr. Wright. Yes.
Can you repeat that question?
Sir, I don't hear. Can you repeat that again, what you asked me, sir?
I didn't hear the question fully. Just we're kind of fading in and out. The line's going up and down, so.
Okay, because I didn't ask you a question, but what I did do is that the board, we're going to move into phase two, but the board did find that in phase one, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision. We're going to move into phase two. During phase two, we'll make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, that I'm going to go over some information with you in the morning, see if the board has any questions, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you feel is relevant to your case, okay? Did you hear me, sir?
Kind of.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two. phase two. And we're gonna get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. But I'm gonna gather some information with you in the warrant. And then after that, we'll see if the board has any questions and give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Woods was released from the public corrections on July 9th, 2018. He was arrested January 30th, 2019 by Glendale PD when they received a call of disruptive subject at a huge heat. He was back in custody on January 30th, 2018. He was arrested and received an update on June 7th, 2019. 141 abstentions. Early conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, each 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, left paraphernalia, 1 year. This is a sanctuary DOC, IR score 2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. STDA information notes is a documented active member at the Sundance City Royals, Chicago, Tennessee game. He has prior to supervision in 2007, TIS police, a resident tech violation, revoked by the DOC. His disciplinary violations are minimal, however, after his return to DOC on February 8, 2019, he received a ticket for a theft in possession of stolen property in formal resolution. Under arrest, 19 May, 33, 01, felony conviction, probation. 2006, marijuana, Arizona, conviction on loan. 2014, certain time, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community whistler is G6E5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Okay, so I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved and desired a rebound assistance located at 2536 West Andrew Avenue. Said that you stayed at that location until you were discharged from the residence on September 28, 2018. So why were you discharged from that residence?
Actually, sir, what happened is I had a relapse.
Okay.
And that is one of the reasons why I didn't report again. It's just, you know, I was afraid, and I'm being perfectly honest here, I'm under oath. I was afraid, you know, that I was going to end up going back to prison, even though that's what happened anyway, by not going, you know. But since my reincarceration, I have, once again, gotten in touch with the sober community, and, I'm doing well.
Okay, so when
I was doing well for a few months.
So when you say you relapsed, sir, did you just, were you doing drugs or alcohol?
It was a drug relapse.
Okay, what kind of drug was it?
It was heroin.
So, what were you doing for those 121 days that you had been in that you were out?
Actually, I had a job at a place called FLS. I'm a professional fundraiser, and we raised money for the Republican National Committee. And that location was on 43rd Avenue in Peoria.
So how long did you work there, sir?
I worked there until shortly after I got discharged from the halfway house.
Uh-huh.
Because of the fact that I really didn't have anywhere to go, it was kind of hard to show up for work. Although FLS did, when I contacted them, I told them that I had relapsed, and they said that, whenever I was ready, that I had a job waiting for me.
Okay. So where are you staying? Are you homeless or what?
Yeah, I was homeless at the time, sir.
So I know you said that you were scared, which is the reason why you didn't get a hold to your PO, sir, but do you have any family or relatives here?
No, actually I don't. I do have my wife, but she's on drugs right now, and trying to move in a different direction. I mean, 13 years of marriage is 13 years of marriage, but, you know, basically it's come down to my life, you know. I don't feel like going through this anymore. I really don't.
So how have you been doing, sir, since you've been back in prison?
Well, you know, once that I got to Orlando and I went through the initial withdrawal, I've been doing fine. That ticket, I did get a minor ticket after being here a couple days, but I'd lost a lot of weight due to being homeless and things of that nature. It was a minor resolution ticket. But, you know, since then, I do have a C clearance, so I work outside the gate. I'm currently working, I'm going to, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in here. I'm not unfamiliar with the recovery community, and I have embraced it since I've been back, as well as, on the streets. I also utilize that in order to, have some kind of support system, other than just trying to white knuckle it, that doesn't work very well for most people, and I'm also one of those people, so I definitely, am building a foundation of recovery while I'm here, and hopefully I can, return to the streets, whether I'm released shortly or June 7th. This is what I intend to do. I intend to go back to my halfway house and try and straighten my life out. I've spent a lot of years on and off of drugs, and I just can't say that I've accomplished very much while I was on drugs. I've got a great sense of satisfaction while I wasn't, on drugs.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get some satisfaction out of it when you weren't on drugs to show you what it would be like not being high or doing drugs. So I want to see that ticket that you got for theft. What did you have? What did you get? You said that you had lost weight, so was it food or what?
Yeah, it was a tray. I went to get another tray in line. I was here for 3 days, and I was extremely hungry. One of the officers kind of noticed, and, I received disciplinary for that. Which I thought was an admitted, it was my fault, it was my choice. I knew that there could possibly be consequences, but due to the fact that, when I left prison, I weighed like 190 pounds. When I came back, 150. I'm not trying to say that that's an excuse, but at that moment, I was pretty hungry.
I do understand. So where are you right now, sir?
I'm about 165 right now.
All right, so you're getting back up there. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Okay, Mr. Wells, we're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself before we go into discussion?
No, actually, I pretty much stated what my intentions are, whether I leave here shortly or whether I leave June 7th. I just like to say that, I hope not to be judged on my misdoings. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just, unfortunately, I've been struggling with a drug problem for many years.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Woods.
All right.
Mr. Woods, the board's going to go into discussion, so while we're in discussion, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay? We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you, and then I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. It appears, Mr. Woods, and I do thank him for being so sincere and honest with us as we were talking to him, but he absconded for 121 days, and he said that he absconded because he relapsed, and he was out on the street prior to relapsing. He did have a job, and he was working. He said that job would still be there for him once he gets out. He did notify his job that he had relapse, and because he was staying on the streets, it was hard for him to get back and forth to actually go to work. But when he relapsed, on heroin, which we know that's a hard drug to be in. But since he's been back in, he said that he's been going to AA and he's been able to recover, and He's not on drugs at this time. He was 150 pounds when he got arrested. When he left, he was 190 pounds, and so he's now 165 pounds that he's catching up. He does have a release date in a few months of June 7th of 2019. I think that Mr. Woods is on a good path while he's there. He's going to AA. He's taking some programming while he's there. He does understand his issues. I think if he stays there until his June date and go ahead and continue to AA, continue to work on himself, I think that when he get out, he can be a productive citizen and not get any more negative contacts with law enforcement. And hopefully he'll be able to get off those drugs and be productive and just live his life. He said he had a drug life that he lived while he was off drugs, and so I think that would be beneficial for him to go ahead and complete his time and complete his program. That's my understanding at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. One more comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to go ahead and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Woods. Find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses or did not lapse into criminal rage or company. And he did relapse as far back to using heroin, and he did abscond for 121 days, and we don't know exactly for sure what he was doing in that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second Ms. Woodhouse, agreed Mr. Cabronis, Mr. Moore, Dr. Riley. Okay, Mr. Woods?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on June 7th of 2019. Sir, it sounds as though that you're kind of making that decision to make that turn and turn your life around. I think if you just stay there, continue your programming that you're doing, you're working, continue your AA programming that you're in, sir. I mean, you get ready to be released in a few months. Hopefully, sir, you won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement, and hopefully you'll be free and off the drugs and be able to be out there and be a productive citizen, go back to work, and enjoy the rest of your life, sir. Mr. Woods, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. If you would just set the phone down, don't hang it up, set it down so that the next person could come in, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you have a good day, sir. Thank you.
All right.